The Mill Pond Ghost and Other Stories by Pamela Oldfield. Read by Jean Wagoner. The Mill Pond Ghost. The new camera was exactly what Stephen had always wanted. An Instamatic with built-in flash for dark days or interiors. With the camera, there were two free films. One, black and white, the other, colour. The camera was second prize in a raffle, and Stephen was glad he'd not won first prize, because that was a fishing rod, and he was not the least bit interested in fishing. He had never won a raffle before, and probably never would again, but he had the camera, and that was all that mattered. Now he could join the school camera club. Andrew and Bob, his two friends, had been members for ages, and they seemed to enjoy it. His sister Sandra said, "You can take a photo of me if you like." But Stephen shook his head. "I'll go for a walk," he said, "and look for some landscapes." Sandra looked puzzled, so he explained. "A landscape is a view," he said. "The camera club runs competitions. Last month it was about animals, but this month it's landscapes." Saturday morning found Stephen ready and waiting to go at 8:05. His mother had made him some sandwiches, and she put them in his haversack with a bottle of milk and a couple of apples. "And stay away from the mill pond," she reminded him. "You know what they say about it. You know about Alice Browning." "Oh, Mum," he groaned. "That's just a story. Nobody really believes in ghosts. I certainly don't." "Well, stay away anyway," she insisted, "just to please me." He promised reluctantly.